Hi, my name is Megan Freeman. I'm a fellow at the CSU Writing Project. I teach secondary English at Peak to Peak Charter School, and I have three poems today. The first one is called Darwin. Ears are shrinking. With each generation, people's ears are getting smaller. The oldest members of the population have the largest ears. Earlobes used to hang down and away from the sides of the face. Now they are attached. New babies' ears slope gently into their cheeks with no space, no dangly skin. Perhaps that's why people are finding other places to pierce. Uncle Bud could fold up his ear and tuck it into his head. It was like a deformed knob on the side of his bumpy, bald skull. Then he'd growl and exhale tobacco breath laughter as we watched, enthralled and terrified. Count to three, he'd bark, and we'd leap out of our skin, practically peeing with fear. One, two, three, we'd say, with what little breath we had. Fwop! His ear would explode out of his head as his yellow teeth grinned and he wheezed with pleasure at the execution of his best trick. The second poem is called All I Want for Christmas. Little wolf cub, pushing lisped syllables over naked pink gums, sharp incisors pointing out the absence of the anchor teeth, apples gnawed on like sugar cane, sticky lickable cheeks, milky spoonfuls of corn shaved from the cob, dedicated tongue, earnest conversation made somehow more dear, urgent, compelling by the gaping victory of your little body. I see you, little wolf cub. I am listening. I am paying attention. The third poem is called Satisfied Silence. She, reading her novel. Me, reading her hand. Pink chenille in the early mornings and olives in the guacamole. Cross-stitch and postage stamps. If she's an acquired taste, I'm a connoisseur. Discerning ear, exacting brain. My onliest mother, sending me London fog and goose down in the icy January of the break apart, holding me up with her ether. No doormat here, only a fortress of loyalty. Heart broken in many tiny shards, repaired with duct tape and ferocity. A mosaic of good intentions and questionable judgment. Lioness of my pride.